Trump is still pretty grumpy with Keir Starmer. He moaned again, overnight, that the UK should have, without question, backed his strikes in Iran, and he said he is very disappointed with the Prime Minister, who, he maintains, is not Winston Churchill. Meanwhile, we are about to finally learn whether the war in Iran is a big enough story to distract from the Epstein files, as the Department of Justice prepares to release another tranche of documents. You'll find all that, and Christine Ohm getting richly humiliated, below. Buckle up. Meanwhile, in Trump world, Trump and Starmer haven't spoken since Saturday. The White House posted a poor taste Iran and Call of Duty mashup. The Department of Justice has dropped the Biden autopen case, and a Marine veteran broke his arm protesting the Iran war. Here's what you need to know. 1. Fuming Trump has another pop at Starmer. The UK should have backed the US war on Iran, without question, Donald Trump moaned, in a fresh attack on Keir Starmer. The US president made the complaint in an interview with the New York Post, saying he was very disappointed in the UK Prime Minister. It was very disappointing, his performance, having to do with our tremendous attack on a hostile nation Trump said he should be giving us, without question or hesitation, things like bases where we can use others. We should certainly be able to count on them. He added, I was very surprised at Keir, very disappointed. 2. Starmer hasn't spoken to Donald Trump since Saturday. Keir Starmer admitted he hasn't spoken to Donald Trump since Saturday evening, just a few hours after the US launched its first strikes on Iran. He made the startling admission in response to a question from the Mirror Sophie Huskisson, at a number 10 press conference this afternoon. That means the two leaders haven't spoken since Trump flipped out over Britain's reluctance to let the US launch strikes from joint bases on UK soil, and since the US president branded Starmer no Winston Churchill. But Starmer insists the special relationship is alive and well. 3. More Epstein documents are coming, soon. The Department of Justice says it plans to release a new batch of Epstein files fairly soon. The DOJ has come under fire in recent weeks for withholding some documents, despite Attorney General Pam Bondi claiming the department had released everything. In particular, there is concern about the government withholding FBI case files, related to unverified allegations of abuse against Donald Trump, and records of interviews with a whistleblower. 4. White House posts tasteless Call of Duty vs. Iran war mashup. Last night, the White House demonstrated the solemn, serious attitude that Trump is taking to putting American service personnel in harm's way by posting a mashup of footage from Iran strikes with clips from the video game Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. The caption read, courtesy of the red, white and blue. 5. Marine veteran's arm broken in scuffle after protest. Brian McGinnis, a U.S. Marine veteran, suffered a broken arm while being dragged out of a congressional hearing where he was protesting the Iran war. McGinnis stood up in the Armed Services Committee, wearing his dress uniform, and interrupted the session, yelling, no one wants to fight this war for Israel. He struggled against three officers trying to remove him from the room. After Montana Republican Senator Tim Sheehy joined in the fracas, an audible snap could be heard as McGinnis's arm broke while he clung to the doorframe. On his way out, McGinnis expanded his protests to include anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian slogans Free Palestine, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, Palestine will be free. It was a reference to the Marine Corps official song, which begins, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. There is footage of the incident, but it's not for the squeamish, you get the idea. 6. DOJ drops Biden autopen case. Donald Trump's Justice Department has reportedly dropped its legal case against Joe Biden, whom Trump repeatedly claimed, baselessly, abdicated responsibility in the later months of his presidency, allowing aides to take decisions for him using the autopen. According to NBC News, the Department of Justice could not find a readily identifiable and applicable criminal statute that had been broken. 7. Leavitt tries to clear up why the Iran war is happening, without much success. After a day of various administration figures giving conflicting motivations for America going to war with Iran, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt took to the podium to try to clear it all up. She was not entirely successful, repeatedly berating the press for reporting things administration officials themselves had said. Leavitt explained, condescendingly, that the reason Trump launched fire and fury against Iran was that Iran is bad and hates America. Asked if Trump thinks Americans support the Israel-US war in Iran, even though he hasn't given a national address to make the case, Leavitt said, I think he does. This was a rogue terrorist regime that has been threatening the United States, our allies, and our people for 47 years, she said, and the American people are smart enough to know that. They're smart enough to listen to the president himself, not just over the past year, in the second term, but during his first term as president. Leavitt said a phone call between Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, before the war launched, was important with respect to the timeline. However, she added, I think the president, prior to that phone call, had a good feeling that the Iranian regime was going to strike United States assets and our personnel in the region. A good feeling. 8. Trump hosts roundtable on affordability and AI, and immediately starts talking about Iran. Immediately after Leavitt's press conference, Trump hosted a roundtable on his plan to let AI companies build their own power stations next to data centers, theoretically preventing energy bills for nearby residents from skyrocketing. This is part of a push from some in the administration for Trump to focus on the cost of living before the midterms. Trump, however, was having none of it. Within seconds of the roundtable starting, he was talking about Iran. These are exciting times. I think you'll probably want to talk about war, rather than this, Trump said, as he sat down. But this is also important. We're doing very well on the war front, to put it mildly. On his rationale for launching the war, Trump said Iran had for years been killing our people, and if we didn't do it first, they would have done it to Israel, and given us a shot, if that's possible. 9. Christine Ohm's insanely awkward exchange over affair allegations, in front of her husband. Christine Ohm, the Homeland Security Secretary, has been giving evidence to Congress, and it was a doozy. Not least because of a teeth-grindingly awkward exchange about the persistent rumor that she is having an affair with Corey Lewandowski, a special government employee of the White House, who really works for her. Both Noam and Lewandowski are married, and they deny the claims. But Democrat Sydney Kamlinger Dove gave her the opportunity to do so under oath during a House committee hearing yesterday. At any time during your tenure as Director of the Department of Homeland Security, have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski? Kamlinger Dove asked. Noem said she found the question offensive, and that it was based on tabloid garbage, but she didn't say no. You should be able to answer if someone asks if you or any federal official is sleeping with their subordinate, Kamlinger Dove added. Noem fired back, it is garbage, which again, is not, strictly speaking, a denial. What made the exchange all the more awkward for Noem was that, sitting directly behind her for much of the meeting, was Brian Noem, the secretary's husband. Ish.